Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three crones in our studio, and this is going to be so much fun. As we go around, we'll introduce each person. We're going to start with Kathy Maylander. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, LaVon.
And Kathy, what the heck's going on? How did you three get together?
Well, last fall, Google out of Council Bluffs is building a new facility and needed artwork. And so they invited about 20 artists to submit artwork. And Kendra Sorum was asked to contribute. And the three of us went out to her showing.
Exciting.
And when on the way out, we said, wouldn't it be fun if we put on a festival? And that's how it started. And Kendra also, Google bought one of her big paintings. It will be in the office of Google in Council Bluffs.
So, Kendra Sorum, good morning to you.
Good morning, Evelyn.
Let's talk about the piece that Google bought, because I think I saw that. Talk about the piece that Google bought from you.
Oh, it was called Geared Up.
Yes.
It was a rusty, chippy painted gear. I worked really hard on it. It was like so hard to describe.
How big was it?
It was 2 foot by 3 foot.
Yeah. Kendra, it has to be so exciting when somebody appreciates your work and puts that money out. I mean, that's one way to appreciate. You know, I can say, oh, that's just fantastic. But somebody's willing to put the money out. Isn't that pretty exciting?
Yes, it was. And actually, I was really honored. I have no idea how they found me. People kept saying, Anita, Iowa, who knew?
Where is that? Yes. And so, Kendra, you're not only an artist, you're kind of in this whole festival kind of business. What kind of things do you think people are going to see here at the festival? And we haven't said the date. It's Saturday, June 9th, Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th, and we'll come back to those specifics. What kinds of things? What do you think people are going to see just in general?
Antiques. Well, crap. Really great crafts. We juried this so that we would like be a little picky on what we were going to have. We wanted like the greatest crafts, antiques, vintage.
Well, and you don't want 10 of the same thing. I mean, I think that's another reason to jury. You want to have a variety of things.
Yeah, we have a great variety.
Sometimes you say juried, people say, oh, they're just those picky people. Well, you are picky and you have a right to be because you want to be good for the folks that are going to come. Now, we also have Janelle Hockenberry here. Janelle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Janelle, how did you get involved or, you know, who else is involved with this whole thing?
Kathy had said she had always wanted to do a festival, and Kendra is full guns on that. She is a good promoter. And for some reason, they invited me to join them.
Okay. I think you know lots of folks, and you like to be in on all of this kinds of things, Janelle.
I'm also a crafter. I do like to craft, so
okay.
It's a good thing for me to show my crafts.
Yes. So. Yes, and this group that we're putting the festival on has the support of local folks?
Yes, the Cass County Tourism, Kenner had really helped us out with just deciding what all we did need. Kathy, of course, knew pretty much what we needed, but Kenner did help, so okay. We would like to help thank them.
Yeah, Kenner Baxter is the chairman of the Cass County Tourism Group. So, Kathy, we sort of skipped. I get so excited about this. I sort of skipped right over the when and where, the time, and that really important stuff. People need to get it on their calendars.
Well, our festival, as you said, will be June 8th on a Friday from 10 to 6:30. Have evening hours for people to come after work. And then on Saturday, it's from 10 to 4. No Sunday. Vendors are ready to go home on Sunday. The location will be across the road from Buck Run Lodge in Anita. It's in a walnut woods.
Does that mean there's shade?
Total shade.
Whoa.
Everyone, one of the attractions that we have for vendors is that everyone gets their own tree. And they will pick out a tree and set up their wares. And that's pretty unusual for outdoor shows.
It is. Usually it's out on some hot sidewalk.
Yes. We don't market by 10 by 20 spaces. You just get an area.
All right.
So I had done crafts with Jim for 25 years, and I knew what to do and what not to do. And so I hope that we have achieved that.
All right. Now, a lot of us know about Buck Run, but what's the address?
75401 Eastland Road. And we will have it plainly marked. We're having a Model A down at the airport pointing the way.
Okay. So we have to go to Anita.
You'll go to Anita and you go down South 148.
Just a little bit.
Cross the railroad, go east on Truman Road.
All right.
But it'll be clearly marked.
Okay. So yeah. We just got to get to Anita, and then I think we'll
find
the way.
Yes, and we'll have plenty
well.
Of parking with shuttle.
Oh, okay. Another plus. That's something
yes.
else you learned, correct? And then people have those heavy things to take back to
we
their cars.
We will have all kinds of ATVs to haul your items back to your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, be a little more specific. Kendra gave us an idea. Be a little more specific.
Well, first of all, we're going to have music, live music, all day Friday and all day Saturday from Paul Fay and his band coming out of Afton. He's a great promoter, very energetic, and he will be interviewing vendors, and it will be broadcast throughout the grounds. Then we have food vendors. We have Stone Arch Pizza from Shelby. The Teeny Weeny Wiener Wagon, it's always a tongue twister, from Council Bluffs is coming out. Granny's Kettle Corn from Blockton, Iowa is coming up, and Cliff Carr from Anita.
All right, so a lot of choices of food.
Yes.
And then, as you said, you have lots of vendors. Do you want to mention some
well,
of those
I'll
real
mention
quickly?
Some of them. We have some locals, Rosie Seller from Adair. We have Pickers Parlors coming over, and we have an artist called Eagle Art and Photography from Atlantic. Ina is her name, and she doesn't show that often, but she has great stuff and needs the exposure. We have people coming from Beaver City, Nebraska, Cozad, Nebraska, Lincoln, some artists from Council Bluffs and Lincoln. So we have four categories, and we tried to evenly fill them with artists, repurposed, antiques, and raw things that they can repurpose.
Okay. So that says to me, Kathy, you know, some of the names people know, if people who do these kinds of things often will go, oh, I've seen them before. But you also have folks on your list that people have not seen at
right.
our local shows and so on. So that's pretty exciting too, Kathy.
We even have some demonstrations. A man is coming with his forge, and he's going to demonstrate both days on doing his jewelry and garden art. And so that is really unique.
I'm you know? Laughing because when you say forge and then you say jewelry, somehow I don't see those two together.
Well, he does copper and brass and shows us how he does it.
Okay, very yeah. good. Now, Janelle, you mentioned you do crafts. What kinds of things do you do?
I do a lot of woodworking. My father liked to fiddle around in the wood shop, and I inherited all of his tools. So
oh, wonderful.
I make benches, and just whatever comes to mind, if I think it's a good idea. Sometimes it's not, and sometimes it is.
Sometimes you have to experiment. But I'm just thinking, as you handle your father's tools, don't you get that energy from him?
Yes, definitely. And he was very imaginative, too.
Okay.
So.
And Kendra, are you going to have some of your paintings there?
Yes, I have a few I'm going to do, and then I'm also painting some wooden things, you know,
okay.
some more like craft.
Yes.
More craft
so,
items.
So I think it's, you know, I don't know if a lot of listeners watch, but I watch a lot of those shows on TV where you're the mile long or 100 mile long, whatever. This is our own.
Yes, this is our own, and we are excited to bring some type of festival like this to our county. It's unique. It yeah. will be, it's going to be an annual event. And right. so, although this is the first one, we think we've covered most bases, but we're hoping to do it again.
Okay, again, remind us, Kathy, time and place.
This will be June 8th on Friday from 10 to 6:30 and Saturday from 10 to 4. It will be at across the road from Buck Run Lodge, which is 75401. Eastland Road, Anita.
So get to Anita. Look
yep.
at the signs. Okay.
Look for the signs.
Very good. We want to thank you very much, Kathy Mailander, Kendra Sorum, and Janelle Hockenberry for visiting with us today. And remember that old saying, somebody's junk is somebody else's treasure.